Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of the Sensory Podcast. And as you may know, I have a little addiction with coffee cups. And today I'm going to talk about coffee cups because I believe it is an important part of the coffee experience. Here we are going to talk right now about obviously things like the shape, but also the texture, the maintenance, and all in all, which cups fits your needs and your objective. One thing that is really important before we start is why we are talking so much about coffee cups nowadays. Well, after all that hard work, and you know better than anyone how coffee really travel through the places, through ages, with a lot of focus on preserving the quality of it, whether it's at the farm, for the roaster, or at a cafe by the barista. And all that work can be ruined by the wrong cup, or by an extreme, I will say, situation, or drinking, or coffee consumption situation. Meaning that if, for example, you have a wonderful coffee but served in a dirty cup, well, all that work that you've put in, all that equipment that you may have purchased, or that water that you made sure that it was in a good quality, that pouring that you learned, all that can go in vain if the basic maintenance and cleaning protocol is not respected. So before we deal with shapes and texture and stuff like that, let's talk about the maintenance of the cups. When you are drinking coffee, it's really important to drink from clean, odor-free cups. And I really emphasize on the odor-free aspect of it because it can really affect the flavor. So cleaning, any basic cleaning with hot water, if you can just, that's one little tip. When you have some hot water that stayed in your kettle, you can use it to clean your brewers or your cup. That can really remove any stains, any dirt, and also remove any odor. If it's still, you know, after a couple of times, you need to use maybe some soap very gently and make sure that the sponge you're using is also not, I would say, impregnated with over food products, because some food product like fish, like heavy meats, the greasy meat, can also have the oil deposited into the sponge. Even if the sponge is full of soap, if you are used to smelling and tasting things, you will taste a little bit of that dirtiness in the cup. Also, be careful on the soap you're using. If you're using a highly chemically enhanced soap or very strong soap, or if you have a refill, we have a refill, for example, but we need to dilute that in order to get a good kind of usable, a harm-free soap. If it's too concentrated, then that smell, that clean, fresh, but also artificial smell will overpower your cup. So that's really, really important. I will suggest to hand wash all your cups if you can, or at least the ones, the coffee cup that you're using. Especially the ceramic ones. That's a little bit of research behind that, but ceramic is a living material, unless it's coated, glass coated. But other than that, like pure raw ceramic, be a little bit more gentle with these, and try not to put it on the washing machine. If you do use a dishwasher, for example, just try to do the express version, or once again, use slightly lighter tablets or cleaning products. Basically, just be a little bit more more gentle with it. So that's a little part about the maintenance, about the cleaning cleaning protocol, which is really important. The second is the storage. Try not to store your cups upside down. It can absorb the smell of the wood or the material that is on, the air that you're trapped in. So let the coffee cup breathe, basically. And that's about it, about the maintenance of it. Now, about the preparation, probably like 3 or 4 years ago, I would have told you to preheat your cup, but now do not do that. You see, that's how we research and experiment. We learn something because it was a habit from our peers, but we realize that it doesn't make any sense. The complexity of specialty coffee happens when you taste the coffee as it cools down. That's also why I barely use a double wall cup. I like tasting the coffee as it cools down. I like tasting my filter coffee throughout 10, 15 minutes, my espresso throughout 5, 10 minutes. So you can really taste all the layers of specialty coffee. Specialty coffee is very, very complex, and it needs a little bit more time and appreciation. That's why preheating the cup doesn't really do justice to the experience. So please do not preheat your cup. I know that's probably the opposite of what I said maybe 4 or 5 years ago, but that's how we change and enhance the experience. Next, let's talk about the cup that you're using. I usually have different cups for filter and espresso. Obviously, the first thing to consider when you're drinking a coffee is the volume, right? You don't want your espresso to be pulled on a really large glass, like, or your filter coffee on a very small one. So it's really based on first the volume, but that's more specific to lattes and milk-based beverages, where we have certain standard to pour the espresso and the milk to create the harmony that we're looking for. But here I'm talking about in terms of experience. You need basically a, whether it's filter or espresso, to have at least 50% of space between the surface of the coffee and the top of the glass. That will allow the volatile aromas to get released based on the cup. You know, some cups are more chili based, some more open, some more like barrel looking. And if you fill the cup, let's say you have this new sensory cup and it's all fancy and beautiful. Well, if you fill it up, it doesn't matter, because the whole purpose of those different cup shape is to allow the volatile aromatics to be shaped by the coffee shape. So always keep at least, that's really the maximum that you can go when you brew your coffee. Let's say you filter coffee and you pour it into those cups, just fill it halfway. If you can at 30% or third, that's perfect. So you can really have a nice experience. It's basically like in wine, you know, in wine tasting. You never fill a wine glass to the top or even halfway. You always fill it on the kind of the round part, so that when you swirl, you can really grasp all the aromas. Same thing, exactly the same thing with coffee. In terms of shapes, well, I've already discussed a little bit about them. You have the straight, classic tumbler shape. you have the more barrel, more round shape that really opens up certain coffees, and you have the tulip shape that restrain the aromatics towards your nose. And to put it simple, the tulip shape really intensify the aromatics, and a more open shape or more classic shape will create a more, I will say, will kind of reduce that intensity and makes it a lot more classic. The barrel shape, it's a little bit, there's not a lot of scientific studies about it, but it's supposed to promote a little bit more sweetness and sometimes florality. So once again, it's the barrel shape is really designed to kind of open up the aromatics sort of instead of intensifying them like in a tulip one. Now, which coffee to use with which cup, that's up to you, right? Let's take a bold South American coffee, kind of light to medium roasted, with notes of chocolate, caramel, and maybe some cherries, for example, a very classic aromatics. If you use it in a tulip shape, well, you're going to really intensify the more pronounced cherry tartness and a little bit of sweetness. But if you use a classic cup, that will be more a, or I would say, a very, very balanced experiment, which can be boring. So I'll find it interesting to pair it with a tulip shape. Now, if you're using a very light roasted Ethiopian, the tulip shape can be really interesting if you really enjoy the citrus fruit, that brightness in the cup. And if you really want to experience the full spectrum, then a classic straight roll shape cup will mix a little bit more balance with some stone fruit, some citrus fruits, some florals, and some sweetness as well. So it's really up to the coffee you have and what do you like. But all in all, we have those three main shapes: the tulip one, the straight roll, and the little barrel or round looking one. Personally, I use a lot the barrel one and the tulip shape. The classic one, it's really for sometimes when I do a quality control on my brewing, I use a classic cup, or if I don't want to bother with the shape, I just use a classic cup. I will always suggest to have the classic straight wall cup. The tulip and the barrel shaped one are more a little more fun to use. Now, once we talk about the shape, let's talk a little bit about the texture and the material. I'm gonna put those two things together. If you want really the most classic and I would say without too much interference in your perception, I would suggest a very classic glass cup. I know it's kind of weird to drink coffee on a glass cup, but on the glass, that's more for filter coffee. You will really cool down the coffee quicker and drink it as it goes. So I drink my coffee usually either on a classic straight wall glass. I don't use double wall because it keeps the coffee warm longer. But if it's a coffee that you have while you're working, that can be a good idea to have double wall glass so that you can enjoy the coffee longer. Over maybe 30 minutes, for example, because on a straight wall, after 30 minutes, probably be quite cold. But in coffee, basically, whether it's espresso or filter, we want to drink the coffee warm, sorry, hot first. Hot meaning probably 1 or 2 minutes after ending the brew. Then warm, which is another 2 or 3 minutes in between, and then cold, which is maybe 5 or 6 minutes later, and or maybe 4 or 5 minutes later, and that you can really taste the entire complexity, the entire spectrum of that particular coffee. So glass is really your classic standard experience, sort of. Let's pass plastic and paper cup. You kind of figure out what to expect if you drink your coffee on a paper cup or in a plastic cup. Obviously, the experience will be disastrous, especially if the paper cup is not lined, because then you'll have a papery taste. But if it's lined, then it's kind of not a sustainable way of serving coffee. So no paper cup, no plastic cup. And then we have ceramic. And in ceramic, we have two options, the raw ceramic and the, I don't know how they call it, but it's glass coated. When you know, when you see the ceramic and it's a little bit glossy, maybe it's the glossy laminate, I don't know, the process, but you have that process and the raw ceramic. And when you touch it, that's where the haptic effect comes in. In terms of heat retention, ceramic is not as conductive as glass, but it's kind of good. It's to me, it's perfect, because you can enjoy the coffee and you don't have to rush to finish it. So I really use ceramic in all my tastings. But between the laminate or the glass finish and the raw one, it's really about the texture. On the raw one, you feel a little bit more grittiness, a little bit more rawness to it, and the, on the glass one, or the glass laminate, or the kind of glossy finish, it's a little bit smoother. So that will also impact the final experience. I use both, honestly. On my espressos, I like using the glossy finish. That will kind of smoothen the espresso, especially because I'm drinking light or light to medium roast. However, on a filter coffee, I use sometimes a kind of raw uncoated finish, which gives a little more character to the coffee. And also how the temperature change is also really, really interesting on an uncoated one. But that's just a small difference in between. And it's also based on the looks. But all in all, there's not a huge, huge, huge impact between those two kind of ceramics. Next, so we talk about maintenance. We talk about cleanliness. We talked about the shape and the texture. Oh, I forgot any texture. Metal, no, because it's the metallic taste is really, really strong. I forgot the name of the aromatics that contributes to that metallic taste. We have an acid that tastes metallic, or like a coin sometimes. I forgot which one, what was it, but it's really, really powerful. Even in a small quantity, you can really taste that metallic taste. And to me, that's a no-go immediately. That's why sometimes I have struggled with to-go cups, or traveling tumblers. Because I really need to wash it thoroughly with hot water to get rid of that, of any other taste that may have been in there, and it's kind of a pain for me. But I prefer ceramic in general. Okay, so that was about the material, and about the material now and the shape. Now let's talk about the thickness. Obviously, the thicker the cup, the more heat it can retain. That if obviously that thick material has been preheated in previously, and the thinner it is, the quicker it will dissipate heat. That's easy to understand. That's why in our tasting, in our coffee tasting workshop, we use clear glass so we can really taste the coffee faster as it goes. And personally, I use a classic thickness, which doesn't really mean anything, but probably our filter cups are a little bit thinner than our espresso cups. And the latte or the cappuccino, if you notice in a cafe, in the coffee shop, are really thick and it's really comfortable on your lips. And that follows the experience that you are going to have by drinking that milk beverage, which is a little bit creamier than a filter coffee. So that's about the thickness. Even though I've tasted sometimes light filter coffee on those thick latte cups, and it turns out really, really interesting and really good. The opposite is not really true. If you have a latte on a glass cup, it's not necessarily the best combination. The same as I like, for example, cortados on a ceramic cup. Once again, even though the classic way of making it's a Gibraltar, which is on those it's 6 ounce tumblers or 5 ounce or 4 ounce, I forgot, but those little cups that can fit a cortado. I like still to have a cortado on a ceramic material. And with that, we have our entire spectrum of coffee experience from the farm, the roast, the brew, and now the cup. To sum it up, it's really important to pick the right cup for your need. And the experience that you try or you want to have. If you have already invested in a grinder, scales, and brewers, it would be so sad to mess up this entire experience by having not the right cup or a dirty cup. So also take time to pay attention to that experience. And that's what we are going forward in, I believe, in the future. It's more about the coffee experience. How can we experience coffee better at home or in a cafe? And it starts with the cup that you're drinking in. So pay attention to that and reach out to me if you have any question. I have at least 10 different cup size and shapes and material, so I can guide you in that universe. Thank you very much, and see you next time for another episode of the Sensory Podcast.